Welcome back to Kind of Funny's First Impressions, the show where we give you our first impressions of all the latest, hottest new video games. I'm Tim Geddes. This is the former informer, Imran Khan.
Howdy.
I'm very jealous of you. You got to go play Resident Evil 3 Remake.
I did. I went to Capcom's offices and we played 3 hours of the single player and I think 3 hours of multiplayer.
3 hours of single player. That's majority of the game. Not majority, but a big chunk.
It's a decent chunk, yeah. Like, we got stuck. We finished a little early because they did cut us off at some point. But it was a decent, like, a good time to get actually familiar with that game and see how it feels.
I am so excited to hear all about this. Ladies and gentlemen, this is First Impressions. We do this show usually once a week, depending on what we get access to. But since you got to do this, of course, we're going to do it. You can listen to the show by going to your favorite podcast service and just searching for Kind of Funny Games Cast. It's on that feed. You can watch it on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, as I imagine many of you are doing right now, and we appreciate that very much. But I want to get right into it. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna actually, before we start playing the B-roll, because we only have the B-roll of RE3, I want your thoughts on Resident Evil Resistance.
So that's the multiplayer version, the thing they showed before they ever actually revealed RE3 Remake. It's actually surprisingly okay. Like, I wouldn't necessarily like beat down doors to go play that game, but basically it's four survivors versus a mastermind like Annette Birkin or Spencer or something like that, who goes around planting zombies or, you know, creating traps or whatever for the survivors to have to get around. It's pretty fun to actually coordinate between the survivors. There's like a couple of all the characters have their own different things. Like, for example, Martin Sandwich, which is the best name for a survivor ever.
Of course.
Can, like, he has handguns as one of his specialties, and also he, like, destroys traps when you go up to them. So he is someone you always put in the lead of the survivor group. Meanwhile, you have somebody who's, like, a healer, and she can, like, stay in the back and mostly, like, work out whenever zombies are coming nearby and, like, kind of hack cameras and stuff like that, and that's her main thing. So it's everyone basically has to play their own role, and if they don't play the role, then you're not going to survive. And for the vast majority of these things, like, we did maybe, like, 5 or 6 games with, like, people handing off the master mode stuff, but if everyone doesn't, like, work together, then you will run out of time very quickly. So I think maybe in the entire time, like, maybe 2 times the survivor group survived.
So having played it as much as you have, do you think that this is a good addition to Resident Evil 3? Should this be a separate thing? Do you think this might drop the review scores?
I don't think it'll drop the review scores. I think it's very ignorable, even if it's bad. But it's one of those things that I don't see you playing well with randoms. I think the person who does like the mastermind stuff is going to enjoy themselves if they're good at it. But by and large, if you play this with a group of people you've never played with before and you're not calling out things and talking constantly and just saying, like, hey, traps here, hey, there's a camera shooting at us over there, it's like, oh, I think they just spawned, like, a zombie right over here, then you're not going to get very far. You're going to get – you can only brute force it so far.
And do you see yourself giving it a shot, like, trying to get a group together to play?
I can see myself trying once or twice, but by and large, I don't think I'm going to play it that much. I think what people are going to buy this game for, they're going to buy it for the Resident Evil 3 Remake part.
And ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about that. Kev, let's bring it up, please. Here, we got it. We got all this B-roll. We got our boy Carlos. We got Jill out there in these streets of Raccoon City. How is it?
So let's start graphically. Graphically, it same technology as Resident Evil 2.
Resident Evil Engine, man.
But because of the fact that everything is much better lit, everything looks nicer. Like, there's parts of this game where, unlike the first Resident Evil 3, you do go in the sewers, like the, I want to say, worst part of Resident Evil 2.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks better because it's just better lit. So they worked on that lighting engine a lot more.
God, I just love the way that water looks. Hold on, I'm going to go back a little bit here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Hold on, so they walk in here. So, like, kind of look by Jill's left foot. The way that the lighting of this engine works with liquid,
yes,
makes this game so scary. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought I loved so much about RE2, is these constrained hallways. And when you see the liquid, like, water just kind of, like, puddles move, you think it's a zombie, you know? And it's like that builds so much suspense, so much terror with this. Resident Evil 3, always kind of known more for the action side of things than the more kind of, like, constrained hallways of RE2.
Right.
Do you notice that in the remake?
Definitely. And they made a point to say this is a more action-y game than Resident Evil 2 Remake was. And to the point where, like, zombies, you were saying you're looking at reflections kind of freaks you out a little bit. That is more of a point here because zombies do sort of come out of nowhere. They're like, they're going to be obvious ones that are just standing around or bodies on the ground. You're like, that's going to be a fucking zombie that wakes up. But there's some that, like, I was just passing by a car. and a zombie crawled out from underneath it and started grabbing me. I was like, I should have probably seen that coming, but it does kind of amp up the scariness because it does mean I'm going to have to be a bit more aware of my surroundings. That said, part of the action part of this game is because Jill is a more trained like fighter than Claire or Leon were, she has access to a dodge attack, or not dodge, a dodge move.
Yeah.
So she can juke around zombies. If you juke right at the right second, like right as they're attacking, it basically slows down time for a bit. Like the Metal Gear Solid 5 thing of when you're caught and you immediately shoot someone, it's sort of like that.
Oh, okay. Dude, I mean, look at this. Look at Raccoon City right now. Like, this is unbelievable that it looks this good.
Yeah. So one of the things the B-roll just did there is there's a lot more environmental things you can shoot at now. Like, you'll see red barrels in the video game parlance. You know what red barrels mean. She just shot, like, an electrical thing, and there's a little note about it saying, like, you shoot one of these, if it hits with bullets, that it has, like, a wave of electricity. The reason this is important is not just the zombies, but the fact that it's not a surprise that you'll be going through areas you've been through before with Nemesis chasing you. So when you see these environmental things of, like, okay, I could kill 5 zombies with this barrel right now, but am I wasting that?
Do they respawn?
No.
Oh, there's a barrel right there.
Yeah.
Don't waste it on this guy. Don't do it, Jill. Don't do it.
But, like, they do surround you with zombies in these areas.
Yeah, she did.
So they
she
do make it. You consider it. Yeah. Like, they make you think, okay, well, if I am coming back with Nemesis, because you don't necessarily know for sure that you are, should I use this now? Because the way Nemesis works now is, it's not random necessarily. Like, it's not a Mr. X thing where he follows you around everywhere. But there are spots in the game where he does follow you around. And you don't necessarily know that.
There he is.
Yeah, there he is right now. You can't. So, right here, for example, you can run away from him. It's not necessarily. Because he will fucking do that.
Hell no!
I've been in situations where, okay, I'm going to run down these stairs and there's no way he'll catch me. I saw him grind down a fucking rail.
Sonic Adventure 2 style? Let's go. Soap shoes?
Yeah, to basically just come in front of me. And then he's not slower than you in any way. He will happily catch up to you.
So with you have the dodge roll, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about ammo conservation?
I didn't. So for the early part of the demo, which is like this stuff where there's an alley on fire. That was what I was talking about, where he slid down that fucking rail.
That's amazing.
But, like, early part of the game, I had to, or the demo, I should say, I had to put out a fire in an alley. At no point does anyone say, just go down a different alley or whatever, but it's Resident Evil. So I was getting handgun ammo like crazy. I think at some point I had 75 bullets, which is insane for a Resident Evil game. But there's a point where I have to go into a maze and turn on a bunch of electrical charges. And in this maze, there are zombie spider parasites.
Great.
Up and down, crawling along the walls, along the ceiling. Sometimes you hear them before you see them, and they're right the fuck on top of you. If they grab you, they go down your gullet and put spiders inside you.
If I had a nickel. You know what I mean?
And in this section, I think I wasted 60 to 70 of those bullets.
Wow.
Not even wasted. I wasn't missing.
You had to use them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because, like, if they caught me.
Look at the facial animation, you guys.
This is, like,
damn.
It's good. It's well written. Jill is, like, a little different now in that she sounds so tired of the shit.
Yeah.
She's, like, she's been in Raccoon City for a while now, and she's seen it, like, get to this point and needs to leave. But she's not letting anybody, like, hey, I'm fucking Stars. And then Nikolai, the Russian guy in there, is like, who the fuck is Stars? Well, I don't care about that.
That's awesome. And so RE2, my game of the year last year, I loved how it took everything that I enjoyed and appreciated about RE2 and made it modern, like turned everything to 11. Does this fix the problems of RE3? Because RE3 to me was always a rental.
Yes.
I rented it, never enjoyed it. I never beat it. Do you think that this one fixes those issues?
I think for the most part it does. I think there are a couple of RE3 purists that are going to be like, why did you make this change? Like, for example, there's no more active choice. Like, you don't get a choice of, like, fight Nemesis or run. It's always, like, it's there. Like, it's not a thing on a menu you're picking. So there's no, like, A and B sections anymore. But if you like Resident Evil 2, this is that but more action-y, which I think is absolutely the right thing to do.
Yeah.
There's a couple of, like, also, what's the word I'm looking for? Quality of life. Changes from RE2. Like, remember in RE2, the shotgun fucking rocked, but it took up 2 spaces.
Yeah.
Here, it takes up 1. The way things take up more spaces, and if you start adding customizations and stuff on them. So, for example, as during a puzzle, I found a laser sight for the handgun. So I put that on. As I started running into Nemesis more and more, I would throw grenades at him because I found a couple of those. And instead of like him being immediately defeated and dropping a bunch of stuff, once you get him to stagger, he will drop something. Mm. So I found more handgun customizations from him. At some point, I got so many on the handgun that I was like, okay, this thing is now two spaces. It's taking up more slots because you put so much stuff on it. That's cool. It's one of those things you have to kind of work out of, like, how much is this really worth it to me to actually do all this?
I mean, you were talking about the sewers, like, looking better than in R2. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yes.
This is insane. And so we're about to see the big worm monster, right?
Yeah, they introduced the Hunter Gammas. They were in RE3 originally, but they did not look like this. In the original game, they were just, like, really dumb-looking frogs.
Dude.
Here, like, the first time I ran into this thing, I was also running from another one. So I just straight up got eaten, like, running backwards into the old one.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it got snapped backwards.
It is a one-hit kill if you don't run or kill it.
Man. Kevin, you're a little scaredy boy. You don't usually like these type of games. But I feel like you appreciate real pretty things. Is there any chance this gets you going?
Fuck this. No way. No, thank you. I will just play anything else. Thank you.
Bless. You're over there on Shock Mike.
Yes, I am.
What are your thoughts seeing this?
This looks awesome. Like, I really liked RE2. I'm not huge into horror games in general, and I wasn't really even a Resident Evil person, but RE2 Remake is kind of the thing that's kind of made me appreciate the franchise a lot more. And, like, RE2 Remake is probably one of my favorite games of this generation. Seeing this, right, like, I like the fact that, one, it looks a lot. It looks, I'm not going to say a lot, but it looks better, right? Like, mm-hmm. The lighting looks awesome, and lighting, I think, is going a long way right here. But then also, like, oh my god. That is terrifying. My biggest thing in RE2 that I think like took the game to another level of just scary was Mr. X, right? And the ways in which they make Nemesis more mobile and more just ever present in this game.
With a flamethrower.
Makes me even question like I want to play this game, but I might be too scared to play this game. That's kind of where I'm at right now.
We're doing it.
But I also like that it's more action based, it looks like, right? It looks like you have more like abilities available, like with the dodge roll and stuff. Do you also have more ammo?
Generally, yeah. I found more ammo than I ever found in RE2, honestly. Like in the same spaces. Yeah.
So gameplay wise, this game is really speaking to me.
Mm.
Yeah.
So the part we're watching now is the Nemesis boss fight, which is actually pretty cool. When he shows up with a flamethrower, Joe's like, why is he using tools? I don't get it.
Yeah.
Which is supposed to give you a good idea of like how to actually beat him. That the fact that he now has a big flame backpack on his on his back means that you can't just shoot him normally.
You gotta shoot that backpack. Mm-hmm. Oh my god. This looks incredible. It's coming so soon, too.
Yeah,
man.
Just a couple of weeks at this point.
Yeah. Any closing thoughts on this?
I, as someone that really liked Resident Evil 2 and was very happy with that remake, but towards the end of the game, I was like, okay, I could stand to do with a few more set pieces, like really see what they wanted, like merge the action Resident Evil with the scary Resident Evil a bit more. I understand why they didn't do that with 2, because 2 is so beloved. But with 3, I'm like, I feel like they have more carte blanche to just kind of do whatever they want and make a not more interesting game, but a more interesting remake from that.
Yes, absolutely. Do you think that when all said and done, do you think that this is going to kind of set up a sequel that we never got to this type of storyline? Or do you think that it's going to set up just, you know, hey, we're just going to keep remaking them?
I think they're going to keep remaking them, but I think if this like starts doing well, we might start seeing like more Jill stuff, which is like not a lot of stuff they did before. Like they put Jill in things, but she's always been like weird and different.
Weird as fucking five.
So I'm hoping like they just make a new game. Like what if the next DLC for a Resident Evil game isn't another Chris DLC? It's a Jill DLC,
mm-hmm.
and like explore her. I like this new Jill a lot better, honestly.
Absolutely.
That she's like she's just so fucking tired and just does not stand to be like taken or for anyone to call her out on anything.
Imran, when we demoed Doom Eternal, you kind of talked about how it's going to be up there for like Game of the Year contender. Do you feel the same way about RE3?
I don't think it's going to have the same impact as RE2 because RE2 just didn't come out of nowhere, but it was the quality of that game coming out of nowhere. So now this is more of a known quantity.
Mm.
But I think for people who really enjoyed RE2 and they're like, man, I could go for that again, this is going to be that for them in spades.
In a couple freaking weeks. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been our first impressions of Resident Evil 3 Remake. We know a demo's coming. Sometime soon. Yeah. They're hinting at. So that's exciting stuff. Definitely want to play that. We'll probably do a stream of that, I imagine, if mm-hmm. schedule permits. But until then, Imran, thank you very much for hanging out.
Thank you.
And we will see you later.